I'll start with one story that I've always heard during my childhood days. My mother had a sister, and their mother died when my mother was a baby, and she was the oldest one. Her Indian name was Walla Walla Po. She was about 12 years old, and Indians from here used to go in bands hunting. They'd start here end of July and be over there all winter. It was hard. And this girl, my aunt, overheard them, some relations, and she told her grandmother, "I want to go to buffalo hunting too. I want to go with the bunch. It's too hard for you." But she couldn't convince her to. Anyway, she wanted to go. She was kind of stubborn and, had her own way. That's what my mother used to, "I want to go." And she had a gentle horse. Grandma said, "All right, I'll get you ready. You can go." They started up here at South Fork. That's where they used to start and take the trail over Nez Perce Trail. That's one trail south of here, going over to Montana. And then another trail is over north here, Lolo Trail. They had two trails, but this is the way they used to start, right from here, Nez Perce Trail. Well, she got ready and she went with some relatives. And it used to take about probably over 2 weeks to get over to Bitterroot Country, where they used to hunt. And beyond that, during when the weather was good yet, they hunt on the plains there for buffalo, camp around. Well, they got over there, and when they were about 2 weeks there, probably September, first part of September, there was a couple, newlyweds. They wanted to come back home. They got ready, and she overheard them, my aunt. And she wanted to come, see how she was, her own ways. The couple told her, "Well, you have to ask the lady that takes care of you. We couldn't just take you." So she did, her relative. The lady said, "Well, if you think you want to go, it's all right. I'll make your lunch, routes and things. And it's a hard trip. It's going to take you a long time. But if you want to go, you go along, take care." Early the next morning, they left, three of them. She had a nice, gentle horse, bay one. She had her blankets and everything, clothing and lunch. They went for all day, traveling west to the plains there. And they'd come to creeks. Bitterroot Valley has the streams and trees. But they were beyond that, beyond Flathead Reservation. So they came all day late in the evening. She told them, "My saddle is loose. My saddle blankets are going backwards. I want to get off and fix it." "All right," they said, "we'll go slow and wait for you." See, she got off. Good thing she had a gentle horse, not, want to go and follow, just a gentle, tame horse. She got off and took her long. She was 12 ahead to fix her saddle blanket. And she looked and saw them right there's a bench. And then pretty soon she looked there. There were no place to be seen. She knew they went down the draw anyway. Anyway, she took that direction where she last saw them after she got to her saddle. And when she got to this place, a bench, she looked, there was a draw down there. She couldn't see them anywhere. They just went ditcher and they just galloped away, hid somewhere, went down the draw and other way and just left her. And she was just lost, and little girl like her, and she just kept on the way they traveled. She just traveled, she was lost then, just wandered around, didn't know what to do. For 2, 3 days, she had little nuts, good thing, and she'd just go to sleep on her horse or else get down. And if there's any brush there, she'd tie the rope or rawhide rope to stake the horse or hold it. Good thing the horse was gentle. And one morning, now this is where she's going to have her, she's getting exhausted. Everything is changed in her. She's getting very weak. Early, she was sleeping. All at once you saw bright lights like you've seen northern lights, but brighter like rainbow from the east coming. Real bright. That was the vision she had. And there was near there was a pond used to be water there in the spring, but no more. And buffaloes wandered around there during when the water was there. But it was dry now. There was no buffaloes there. But they had spirits there anyway, the tracks and everything. Pretty soon, she saw a handsome man standing there along that dried up pond. Girl, now he's talking to her. You are going to be the greatest woman. Through your life, the opportunity is going to open for you. Everything that will come along, you will never need anything. You will be good worker, good provider, never in need. Hard times will come and you'll get along all right. This is what I'm giving you, my power to you. And then he sang the song. Yeah, she took in the song. That song was given by Buffalo Bull. That's the one, that's what she got, the guidance spirit from Buffalo. And that's the song that I just sang. You heard the chant in there, Ano Waka Aonim, Ano Yetatu. That means when the daylight starts to come, it affects my body, the whole daylight when it comes, and giving strength to me. And that what we saw, the light early in the morning like rainbow, that was the breath of that buffalo that was shining. That's what it was breathing, that it was just like bright rainbow coming out from the east. And that's what she got in contact with the buffalo and gave her the opportunity to become brilliant through her life. And the opportunity was opened for her to live never in need through her life. Everything will come easy for you. That's what these guidance spirits were giving the person. All right, after she had that guidance spirit, received it, then she got on a horse and traveled on westward. She just went on, the horse took her coming home, and she saw a speck way off, a black speck, distant many miles away. You know, it's prairie there, level place, plains. So she wasn't scared on anything, she was just exhausted. But this, the one that was meeting her, he was scared. He was scouting around for enemies, and he probably thought that some of the enemies is going to meet. He was already had his bow and arrow ready to, and he was riding, hiding himself, leaning on the horse. Here he met nothing but little girl, just exhausted and tired out, and he couldn't understand her, or she couldn't him. He was flat-headed and she was nervous. So he just told her, come on, come with me. So she followed and they went. He was chief's son, the only son they had, and he took her to his folks' place and they took care of her all winter. All winter she was there and nobody knew this party that left, and the ones that stayed, they didn't know her. They thought she was safely home. But during, along about before summer, they had to come back home in August and September, the buffalo hunters. So they came to Flathead Reservation. They were friendly to them, so they stayed there to get ready to go and trade it around. That's where they found out the girl that was lost and found. She was cared for there by the chief. So they knew who she was. These relations took her then. And after that, they brought her home. When she grew up, a young woman, who teenager, probably 15, 16, she started singing her song. She started then. It's just like starting to work for that goal that's waiting for him, like education, higher grade learning. She sang that, and she had a feather, real white, my mother used to say, just wrapped up in a good place. It was just kept, that was the token of her wayakin, that guiding spirit that she had. It was sick, she kept it there. But when she turned religious, when Spalding came, got baptized, named her Ruth, you know, they done away with all the Indian customs, wayakin and guiding spirits and in Indian war dances, see, missionaries told them. So she buried this white trumpeter swan's white feather. It's buried up to Penny Ranch. My mother used to tell us she buried it over there. I just about know there used to be little brushes. They said somewhere over there she buried it. And that's when, and ever since, she always sang that song.